Hay of Love.
The variety show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go. It's the Way of Love, live.
It is indeed the Way of Love, live, and we're grooving on this beautiful day down by the beach. We are enjoying ourselves. Happy June 2nd, 2012. Down on the beautiful KSCO Bayshore station. I'm here with my wife, Raquel.
Hello, everybody.
And we're having a great time. We've been at a beautiful event all day at the nearby, in our neighborhood, our new Center for Spiritual Living. We've been doing the Spring into Summer Fest. We've been meeting a lot of great people down there. It's still going on, so we want to tell all of you out there in listening range, come on down to Felt Street, 1818 Felt Street, for Spring into Summer Fest 2012.
And we brought a friend with us from the festival, Soup 127.
Hello.
DJ. Hi, Soup.
Good to be here.
We're glad to have you. We like to mix it up here on the Way of Love. We like music, and we like environmental consciousness, and we like everything mixed together. So that's why DJ Soup is a very appropriate guest for us. So
how did you get this name?
Okay, Soup is the nickname I got when I was a little kid. My brothers liked to party, and they had a party, and I was the 10-year-old at the party drinking soup, and I had told someone to give me the, you know, one of those big soup bowls with the handle on them?
Yeah.
So I told him, give me the soup bowl, because I had just made some soup. I was really hungry. There was a party the night before. My dad was on a business trip. Anyway, I asked him to give me the soup bowl, and it was my brother's best friend at the time, and he just hung around me the rest of the night because he had to give me the bowl. He was drinking beer out of the soup bowl,
and
is what I'm trying to say.
What is your formal name?
It just stuck. Scott Erickson. That's what my name is.
Okay. But so what is your nationality?
Yeah.
You are. You have a little bit of a Scandinavian accent, is it?
Well, no, I don't know if I have an accent.
Surfer.
I am Swedish, Norwegian, German, Italian, and Polish, but...
Okay,
but
I'm from California.
I'm from East Bay, Pleasanton, actually.
Okay, great.
I speak German, too, so, I mean, and I study linguistics, and so I'm a little flexible with my tongue.
Right.
You might just hear me slur a little or something. I don't know. I pick up accents really quickly.
I noticed that.
If I'm, like, around someone speaking in their accent, I'll just start to say their accent.
Okay, so you grew up with the nickname Soup.
The 127.
How do you get the 127?
That's just... it's from my birthday, but it's my lucky number. And, I think everything's qualitative and quantitative, you know? And so I think it's really important that, you know, I identified with it. You know, I put the 12 and the 27 together one day. I overlapped the two. Mm-hmm. And I was like, 127. And then my friend was like, that's your birthday.
So you're a Sagittarius.
I was like, oh.
Like my husband.
No.
You're Sag?
Capricorn.
Strike three? No, Aquarius.
Aquarius.
January 27.
I thought it was 12-7.
Oh, yeah. So I took the 12 and 12. Okay, yeah. Those happen to be my lucky numbers apart from me realizing it was my birthday. Put them together.
Okay.
Then someone, my best friend told me, isn't that your birthday? And I realized I had a permanent lucky number right there.
That was
going to stick, and that I could quantitatively represent myself with that number.
So I can't wait to hear some of your stuff.
Yes.
Do you have it?
Oh, we're going to be listening to his stuff and more. We're going to be delving into all these issues, all the interesting stuff that comes out in being an environmental rap artist. Lots of interesting contradictions and yet possibilities for reaching new audiences. We're going to be talking with DJ Soup for the rest of the hour. First, we're going to go on with our regular pieces. We have some news stories, good news stories. We like to talk about how every day potentially is a transformative day. We're going to go on then with our This Date in History. Raquel, what do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, we have an important week astrologically.
Yes.
We have the Venus transit coming up June 5th, and it's going to be a very spectacular experience because it only happens every few hundred years. So this is one of our big stories. And the Venus transit, first of all, depends on where you live. June 5th in the evening sky, that's where we should be able to see this transit, which is very similar to a solar eclipse.
Right.
But instead of the moon blocking the sun, this is going to be Venus.
Right.
And it's going to appear to touch the edge of the sun June 5th. And one of the ideal places to see it is in Hawaii. But we will be able, if we get a clear western sky, we should be able to see this. So June 5th, everybody who's listening, this is a rare once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And for those of you who aren't aware, a transit occurs as a planet passes in face or of the sun. It's actually very difficult to see, like an eclipse, and you need special equipment in order to do it. And it's in the latter part of the day, and you can either project it onto a surface using the classical Linenbacher form of the hole.
Many friends got practice with the last solar eclipse just had the other week. Now, can you correctly shield your eyes if you use welding glasses? Is that going to provide enough protection?
Sure, welding glasses.
Yep, I had a few friends have used welding glasses.
And there's certain filters you can buy for your camera. Just wanted to let people know, though, with the transit, you're seeing most of the sunlight. So if you try to use certain digital cameras, you can actually damage them. So we want to caution against that. Caution against, you know, potentially damaging the phone, your iPhone camera. But very important also in its mystical lore, transit of Venus.
Venus is, of course, the queen of love in Greek mythology. She's also Aphrodite, and that's why we feel like this is a very important occurrence, especially for the way of love. She was the queen of love. She's depicted, there was a story of her descending into the underworld to find the soul of her dead lover, Tammuz. She journeyed through the underworld. She's stripped of her glory by guardians of hell. But then eventually she's rescued by the will of gods, and she became the queen of heaven. And this is going to be a spectacular astronomical display, June 5th. Venus transit, so don't miss it. Even if you're just alive, I think we'll all feel the effects of the queen of heaven, the queen of love, on June 5th. It's going to be an important day, I think. What do you think, Sue?
So it's not okay to look right at the sun?
unless you want to be blinded by her beauty.
I'm not advising that.
I'm just checking. No,
look with your mind's eye.
I saw that it was reversed, and then, you know, on the shadow, and then
yes.
I've had a few experiences where I got sunset behind some clouds. You could see the sun looks kind of like the moon.
There's a lot of ways.
Yes, there's actually online. You can follow it online and get a great view of watching the stream. There's going to be a stream if you go to venustransit.org, and you can see it online. But most people like to experience things firsthand. I know the Lick Observatory has a paid event. You must buy tickets, but wherever you are, and especially those of us by the beach, just try or go up to, hopefully we'll have a clear sky that night, and go out June 5th, Venus transit.
Spectacular times we live in. It's definitely a wonderful time to be alive and be caring about the world that we live in, because people are out there making a difference. I want to remind everybody to come on down to the Spring into Summer Fest. DJ Soup has already performed. We're going to be listening to some of his music coming up. But we have lots of other music. Steve Graves, old friend of the show, is going to be there tonight. We're going to be playing some of his music later. And also in the second hour, we have George Orwell Experience coming on with their unique brand of comedy and music. The second hour today on It's the Way of Love Live. We have other important stories with groups that are involved with our show, friends of our show, Save Our Shores.
Yes, and Surf Rider Foundation, our friend Dustin McDonald, they had a beach cleanup this morning, and there are several upcoming beach cleanups if you want to join in on keeping your ocean clean. We have one coming up Wednesday, July 4th, sponsored by Save Our Shores, 1 to 5 p.m., so contact Save Our Shores. There's also one Thursday, July 5th, which is a really important one to pick up after all the 4th of July festivities. People end up leaving a lot of plastic and trash on the beach, ends up in the ocean. We all know that's a big problem.
That's right, yeah. And it's, you know, every day something that we should be aware of. But, in fact, World Oceans Day is coming up this June 7th, and this is a very important event to Save Our Shores. You know, they are one of our close family of nonprofits here for KSCO. They do a great job protecting our beach right here. They keep it clean, and these things are of critical, timely importance because these beaches are potentially going to be closed and not have government and state supervision and cleanup, which means Save Our Shores is now more important than ever. So to celebrate that, World Oceans Day is coming up this June 7th, and there's a special celebration in Monterey to all of our folks on the south part of the bay at Light and Motion on 300 Kennery Row in Monterey. That's sponsored by Save Our Shores. Sounds great. We do everything we can. You know, a funny story, Raquel, about Save Our Shores. It turns out, you know, John Laird, who's a well-known Santa Cruz politician, well, what turned out as a prize won in a bowling game by John Laird, who is now California Secretary for Natural Resources and also apparently not a very good bowler. It involved where he was able to get the competition by being the, you know, the secret ace in the hole in the bowling game to get the support to do a TV show with Community TV of Santa Cruz, a fully produced, star-studded PSA for Save Our Shores. So right now, down at the beach, there's a shoot going on with Community TV, and it's all because, you know, our own assemblyman, John Laird, has a wicked backhand.
And are we going to get to see, are we going to get to see this public service announcement?
Oh, yes. There's going to be coming out in quite several areas. Of course, we like to announce a lot of things coming out of Community TV Santa Cruz.
And last week, we had a guest who was producing the show Our Sanctuary, which is airing on Community TV right now. And, of course, it's all about our Monterey Bay Sanctuary. And it has a lot of really great interviews with scientists, politicians, people interested in promoting education of our sanctuary. So that's also an exciting new show. Also on Good News, I wanted to shout out there to everyone down at the Tannery. They're having the Tannery Art Studio, which is phase two of the Tannery space. This is going on all day today. They had the inauguration last night. The mayor the ribbon with
Don
the giant.
Lane. We got to talk to him again. Very supportive.
He had the giant scissors, cut the ribbon, and beautiful art studios are now open to the public for, of course, you can watch art happening, being created, and you can also help support artists purchase. So Tannery Art Studio down there over at the Tannery, it's going on all weekend.
Yeah, and it was really great. We got to see, you know, some of our previous guests. We had Ann Hazels and George and Kat and a lot of the other people there that are really making that place happen. We're on our show, and we were glad to see it become such
a
success.
Kat was on the cover of the Santa Cruz Weekly.
That's right.
She was our guest last week.
Yeah, and she's, of course, directing the dance program there, which is going on as we speak. Shout out to all the people supporting it. We definitely are supporters of the Tannery Arts Center.
All kinds of activities. There's dancing, open art studios, music playing. Our friend is playing in her band Sweet Jam, I believe, right now. So really fabulous place, and I'm really excited for phase three.
Yes, the Performing Arts Center.
Yes. Hoping to open 2014, a 500-seat performance space at the Tannery.
Wow.
So
that's right.
We're really looking forward to that.
We're going to be a part of that, no doubt, as we've been a part of so much over there already at the Tannery Arts Center. Definitely A lot of fun, a lot of interactive displays, too. On a funny side note, our also a friend of the show, Beth Gumry, insisted that we do the smell-o-rama display of the old Salt Tannery. Because this is a great story. This place, this is transformation. This was one of the biggest polluters in Santa Cruz. One of the,
what kind of chemicals? Animals, what do they do to...
All the tanning, which we were even talking about the show today. Yeah. How even just by wearing certain poorly tanned leathers, you can actually get toxicity in your blood.
Mm-hmm. What is the process of tanning?
Tanning is immersing animal hide in a soup of very toxic chemicals, one of which is tannin, which originally in these areas...
Well, that's natural. Yeah?
It is natural, except if you call stripping all of the tambark oaks in the entire mountain range of their bark and almost killing them natural... Then, yes, but no, it's very caustic. The tan bark oaks, the tan oak
bark,
tan bark oaks. Say that five times fast.
We made a new tongue twister right now.
They create tannin as a pesticide. And it basically cures the inner layer of the bark. Well, it does the same thing to hide, keeps it from, deteriorating.
So the smell
You can smell it still because there are a lot of interactive displays. So
one of the interactive displays is there's a handle. You crank it, and there's a metal flap you lift up, and then
a place to
you
put
get
your
to
nose.
Smell the rotting cowhide.
Tanning cowhide, to be exact, but yes, that was quite an interesting bit. So come on down to the Spring into Summer Fest at the Center for Spiritual Living on Feld Street. We're still there all night, Steve Graves Band, or come on down to the Tannery Arts Center for the open house. Lots of fun stuff to do this weekend.
And I love science, and there's a very exciting World Science Festival going on right now. Go check it out online. Right now there are 6,000 11-year-olds judging entries about what is flame.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists were supposed to put out a very kid-friendly, logical explanation of what is flame.
Yes, you can go to flamechallenge.org to see the particulars of that.
And they're all kinds of exciting topics in the World Science Festival happening this weekend.
And they're judged by 11-year-olds, right? A panel of 11-year-olds are judging the scientists to see how well they answer this question.
How well scientists are communicating with audiences of any age.
That's right.
And these 11-year-olds also apparently know the scientific processes of what is flame.
Well, that's fantastic.
But this is a national event. Hopefully it'll come to the West Coast. It's over, I believe, in New York.
That's right. And so a lot of amazing things going on all over the country, and we're going to be talking about more as we come back and do our This Date in History with Mr. Past, and we're going to be digging into the life of DJ Soup and his environmental crusade.
Yeah.
So right after these messages.
See you soon.
Debuting a new product or service, or you just want to know that you are getting the most out of your existing business, Link Media Partners is here to help. Brand development, media planning, market analysis, focus groups, social media campaigns, and more. Link Media Partners, sales, marketing, and management. Solutions that work. Call 831-295-1849 for a consultation or find us online at linkmediapartners.com.
It's time to visit the True Olive Connection in Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Susan Pappas with an invitation for you to come on down for a taste tour of the world of extra virgin olive oils and aged balsamic vinegars. Listen to what your friends and neighbors have found at the True Olive Connection.
I'm Leslie from Sunnyvale, California. I love the True Olive Connection. It's always wonderful quality product, really tasty. I introduce people to the flavors of the olive oils and vinegars when I cook meals, and then people want to come here.
What's your favorite thing in the store today?
The jalapeno mustard.
Did you try any of the balsamic vinegars?
Uh-huh.
Which one did you like?
Blueberry.
And how old are you?
5.
She's a gourmet in the making. Thank you, Liliana, for visiting the True Olive Connection today.
Taste extra virgin olive oils, aged balsamic vinegars, infused olive oils from around the world 7 days a week at the True Olive Connection Tasting Room at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection. Opa!
Hello, I'm Dave Allen. I've been here at KSCO for over 20 years. I now do a show Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Listen what some of the listeners say about my program.
I love your program because you are so awesome. I thought I was the only crazy guy who will have this kind of thought.
We all know the problems out there. What are the solutions? Join me Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 30 KSEO and...
We are the Way of Love Live. We're listening to Back to Love with Steve Graves.
Hate him on another. Can't you see? Your sister and brother. Isn't it time we all get along? When you get down to it, we are all one. Find my way back to love.
That's right. We are fanning our way back to love. And we are here on our special.
Steve Graves is going to be playing shortly.
That's right.
At the Center for Consciousness Living on Felt Street. I believe he comes on around 7 p.m.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. But there's a whole lineup of great musicians. So come on down to Spring into Summer Festival. Very family friendly event.
At the Center for Spiritual Living.
What's the ticket price? About.
It's about sliding scale donation, $10 to $20.
Yes, about $10 to $20.
And
happening this evening and right now.
Great food, a lot of great booths, immersive environments.
Mm-hmm. And what makes this different than other festivals?
I would say what makes this different than other festivals is it's a real effort of love of a particular part of our community. That part of our community that has been working towards these issues for many, many years is kind of charged now. They're activated. And this is kind of one of the things that they're making happen. And certainly Steve Graves has been a major part of that. Too.
And there are many presentations by healers going on throughout the day, correct? What was your favorite presentation that you listened to today?
Certainly David Bloom talking about alcohol can be a gas was incredible.
Yes, I would agree. I concur.
And there was some, and of course, you know, and also Dr. Christopher Ring did healing, soothing piano music, which was a great set. And there was this guy, DJ Soup, there that just came in and rocked the house, finally started the party.
Yeah, I tried to get a little upbeat.
Okay, since we got so much interest.
What's the date today, MC?
That's right. It is June 2nd, and we're going to do a very particular truncated version of Mr. Pass, this date in history, as we go back, back to love, back in love. June 2nd, this day in 1986, regular television coverage of U.S. Senate sessions began. That's right. We were finally able to see what these guys were doing on our dime, and that began in 1986. Very important part of being alive and a democracy is taking part by making sure we know what's going on and being able to see what's going on in the U.S. Senate happened on this day in 1986. Going back, we like to talk about things English. We have a lot of English guests on this show. Well, in 1953, the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in Westminster Abbey took place, and she is now the second longest running queen in English history. So that's quite a moment in history. She might be the longest queen, running queen ever, starting in 1953. In 1935, we also like to talk about sports and other various things, all the various accomplishments and occurrences over the years. Well, a great man retired on this day. In 1935, Babe Ruth, 40 years old, retired from baseball. He announced on June 2nd that he was not going to return as a Yankee anymore. And he bowed out gracefully, I would say, as a man on top of his game and was a legend ever since. This next song, as we continue our This Date in History, is The First Winter Snow by Steve Graves, playing tonight at the Spring into Summer Fest, Center for Spiritual Living on Felt Street. That's right. First Winter Snow. Now, going on with our story, according to the annals of radio history, Mr. Pass has discovered that in this date in 1896, Guglielmo Marconi patented the radio. That's right. You are listening to me at this moment because of the wonderful contributions of scientists, particularly the man Marconi. And we owe the fact that we can share and hear and know what people are doing around the world because of what happened on this day when he patented radio. And because we are show business people, we're going to end our this date in history with the announcement that on this date in 1835, P.T. Barnum and his circus began the first tour in U.S. history. That's right. The greatest show on earth began in this date in 1835, making the spectacle. They have changed much over the years. They have improved with their treatment of animals. They've made a big deal of that lately. But they have been the greatest show on earth since 1835. And that is this date in history with Mr. Past.
Was the currency? Maybe it was just a dream. Maybe it's a place we've seen.
Maybe it was just a dream.
That's what a beautiful dream.
It is a dream. We are here with DJ Soup. Yes. Now, you were telling me a little story there about various DJs, who you are, and we know we like to mix up our names a little bit. We like to mix it up.
Mix it up, that's right. I used to, I'm not really a DJ in the sense that I make my music. I have a friend, DJ Physic, Chris Sherritz. He makes my instrumentals for me. So our group is Soup 127 and DJ Physic. But I am a DJ in the sense of a radio DJ. Well, I used to be anyway. I currently
in
retirement.
Yes.
But I started with a song, with a show called In the Mix, you know, mixing it up. That's and right. Then I changed it to Soup's Kitchen. And I moved, so I went from KZSC to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Soup Kitchen, I like that.
Actually, freestyle live.
Free soup.
If you're willing to have me partake in that. I believe we're going to play these recorded songs.
Oh, but right. We might go freestyle.
If you allow me, I will. I'll just see what the stream of consciousness has to offer right now.
Okay.
I'm really good.
Okay. Well, here it
is. I'm not trying to brag. Okay.
Well, if you got to back it up then, Mr. DJ.
It's just
go ahead. Okay. Give me a little lick. Go ahead.
A little limerick, a gimmick from my brain. No, it's not trained. It's just plain and simple. See, because we could be nimble dancing everywhere, dancing, advancing, wishing life was more like a trance and happiness. Why? Because I'm rapping this. Why? I just like to. Rhythm and harmony and music all together. You could use it, diffuse it, to turn this so that we can, instead of competing, be cooperating. Yeah. Capitalism got people hating, but I'm trying to turn that into something great. Because I see on the horizon, I'm rising up. And why? You better wisen up. Because together in the sky, there's the sun that's always loving. And that's my universal twist. When I spin it, it's unconditional. I insist. I live up in this world with everybody else. And I must say, I got humanity and pain all the same. Inside each person, from my brain to my spine, it's in my mind, and I recline to relax so I can kick these facts, because it ain't really cool when you're chibi and chased every single day around everything. We came from a long way on this playground, this maze of what the human race has created, but there's a new horizon, a new place to go. Astrologically, the age of Aquarius, the radio show. I'm here to do it and drop it with MC Hager.
Yeah.
Yo, that's just a little favor. I get a little more flavor in a minute if I had a beat to spit it, to rip it up. Get it with the gimmick. Yo, he's providing the beats with the, with the boom, chicka, bop, boom, boom.
Ouch.
All right. See?
DG Soup.
Let me keep going.
Stirring it up.
You don't want me to drop some more?
Making it up. And making it glow and making it grow, because it's about love. And don't you know?
Don't you know?
We're making it go on this LD. Way of Love Live is the way we play. We make it all go and make it all grow, because making the love show is what we know. All right. Well,
you got to love it up.
We did it. Well, you see, we like to mix it up here. We'll be doing it later.
I'm known to be able to go on for a long time.
I know you can. I'm going to reel you in. We're going back to normal conversation now.
I'm used to unorthodox radio shows, so...
Oh, we're unorthodox.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring a little sound effect because we're going back into conversation.
Conversational.
Yes, we're not lively creating, but well done, my friend.
Lively creating. I gotta...
We are...
I feel like I need to...
You do.
Impress people better.
You are.
We'll give them a little more later.
We're working on that.
Keep them wanting more.
That's right.
All right.
No, of course. Oh, you did already. And see, the thing about you bring them to the point, and then you back away. Yeah. And say, okay, see, there's a little hint.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to come. We're going to be playing some of your recordings, definitely.
Nice.
And talking about where inspiration comes from.
I love
you know,
that.
What drives people to create.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to some of your first music. We're going to get to some actual tracks now.
Can I introduce the song?
Yes. I was going to go with Control Your Petrol.
Control Your Petrol?
Yeah, I thought we'd listen a little bit of that one.
So just so you know, this is a big attention grabber. And if you have a pen, get it out. You can take notes because this track will tell you step by step. There's some numbers in it. It's telling you how to measure out your, you know, the ingredients to make your own biodiesel. So. Yeah. Stay tuned.
And you know what? I was watching your kid. I was watching other people. They're hearing it, and I think they're actually remembering this stuff.
step by step.
That's right. I'm talking about how to educate people and how to make biodiesel.
Because
where
entertainment can be
anywhere.
Educational.
That's right. It is educational. It's infotational.
That's right.
And here it goes.
Did you know you didn't need to go to the gas station no more? Yo, for sure, you can make your own. Control your petrol and never leave your home. All you need is some oil or vegetable, the base to neutralize, a place authorized, a 50-gallon drummer to be able to follow this poem. Plus, it's biodegradable, so don't worry if you swallow some. I made a lot of dumb decisions before, but I've never supported the petroleum war. And I'll be damned if I'ma afford the rising price of gas, because some guy sit on his ass board. So I'm searching for a store. The immersion leaves used vegetable oil outside the back door. But before I abduct the score, I gotta test the product to see how pure. It's a process called tetrification. We had a gram of light or a liter of water. Mix the concentration, then in a separate containment. You need these ingredients to check the pH gradient. A milliliter of the soon-to-be biofuel. 10 milliliters alcohol, isopropyl. 2 to 3 drops of red phenol, and that's all. Slowly add the concentration, measuring how much with a tool. Then when it turns to a lasting pink, multiply the lye water mixture to see how much you'll need. Now, for every milliliter of concentration used, that's an extra gram of lye or potassium hydroxide needed to add to the vegetable to create the biofuel. Yeah, so depending on how much the lime water you mixed in, you can determine the quality of the vegetable oil. 3 milliliters is good, and 5 milliliters is crap.
All right, how to control your petrol.
That's right.
So that's how do people get a hold of more of that information?
Okay, so right now I'm working on the website, right? So you can, you just remember the name Soup127 is going to lead you to my music, S-O-U-P-127. And now you can email me, soup127@gmail.com. I will personally email you all the tracks on my EP, but stay tuned, soup127.com. I have the domain name. I just got to get the website up and running. But, yes, so I just want people to know biodiesel.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting, you know, it sounds like it could be talking about the typical gangsta stuff you'd expect. But, you know, you're talking about how to, you know, you can even drink this stuff because it's organic. How did you come up with this as a topic? How did you come up with this idea?
Oh, okay, this, as a rapper, you know, I've made hundreds of songs, to be honest, and I'm not good at the promotion aspect. You can tell my website's not up, but the idea is that I was in an education for sustainable living program at University of Santa Cruz, and it's just a challenge to write a whole thematic album, and to make it sound cool, you know, to be honest, to be like, oh, well, here's my legitimate rapping ability, because a lot of people will come from outside of rap and try to entertain with rap, and it doesn't really gain the acceptance of the current rap audience is kind of already there. So the idea was that here's something that people really enjoy and really listen to and really be educated by, and it was basically to spread information. So it was something I did for a class at University of Santa Cruz about I was in the biofuels action research team. So they're developing a sustainable curriculum through that Education for Sustainable Living program up there. And this was, you know, a while ago, but the information is still valid.
That's really incredible. And once again, we're talking with DJ Soup, the environmental rap artist. And we're going to be coming back. I'd like to remind you, this is a call-in show, so you can call in at 479-1080. We are going to be finishing the hour with DJ Soup and talking more about his stuff and listening to more of it. And we'll be right back on KSCO Santa Cruz after these messages.
Time to get your RV and trailers ready to roll. Hi, I'm Rena Mills of RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center with over 36 years of service to the Central Coast community. In addition to RV repairs, our qualified staff services and maintains boat, horse, and utility trailers and toy haulers. We also restore vintage RVs and work hand-in-hand with all insurance companies to ensure your RV is restored to its original condition. Get your RV and trailers ready to roll with the help of your friends at RV Service Center. You'll find us easy to reach and easy to use at 2525 Mission Street, cross street of Mission and Swift in Santa Cruz. 831-427-0881. Again, 427-0881. Or you can email us at rvscsc.com. Again, rvscsc.com.
For over two decades, KSCO has struggled and fought to buck the trends and remain fiercely local, independent, and diverse. And we are honored to serve our communities. Now with the infusion of tens of thousands of new listeners, KSCO and KSCO.com are coming into our own. While cookie-cutter corporate media outlets are falling and failing left and right, KSCO is surviving and thriving thanks to you. There are four simple things you can do to help us stay on this track. Do business with our advertisers and let them know that you are there because of KSCO. Buy Kay's book online or at our website or at the station during business hours. Tell any friend or relative you have who owns a business that KSCO advertising is the best kept business building secret around. And finally, honor your health and ours by joining KSCOteam.com and become a regular wholesale buyer or distributor of the fine longevity health products, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and other supplements that are really good for you and support our operation. Please go to KSCOteam.com and buy those wonderful products. You'll be happy you did.
It's all about that electric vehicle. Electric. Look at that EV, the Tesla, the Leaf, the Hybrid, the Bolt. Electric. Yo, Fitch, don't know. Electric. Electric. Some of the D-Dub. La 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 la. Electric, energetic, power transportation can still be cold dependent. So my soul is so organic, I want a solar powered van again. Yeah, to cruise a solar powered planet. Solar energy is the source of energy, all kinds, even oil grew from plants like algae. And that's what all animals eat, or at least they eat other animals that eat. So all spawn from the sun is the one energy there in the sky. Every day.
All right, it is the Way of Love Live. We are listening to the magical, emotional music of DJ Soup. He's here in the studio with us today.
Yeah,
some fascinating stuff. I love the transposition of these causes and the intricate language that you are discussing, very almost scientific, and yet you're using this format in verse, in rhyme.
Well, people can be intelligent and rap, believe it or not. I have an intelligent vocabulary. Let's say that. You don't have to rap simply. You know, and there's a lot of cool words that rhyme that are scientific. So
absolutely.
I worked that into it. But I want to give a shout out to Green Station out there on, I think it's Ocean and SoCal or Ocean and SoCal.
Right. That's that's Ray Newkirk's.
Yeah.
Place,
so if you,
right?
A lot of people don't know. What is biodiesel? If you want to get some biodiesel, you can run it in a regular diesel car. Any diesel can be running free from contributing to a war, an oil-based war, free from all those. It would be recycling vegetable oil that would go to waste anyway, so it's green fuel, and you can go and buy some for about the same price as diesel, sometimes cheaper depending on current price of gas. So go check that out. I just want people to know, for people that don't know a whole lot about what biofuels are.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have to be digging something up from under the ground.
That's right.
We can be using plants right now that are available.
And it's an important distinction to make. A lot of people talk about, the carbon footprint, and they talk about does something add to the greenhouse effect? And if we only burned things that we grew, we would have a zero carbon impact. And so that's the critical difference with biofuels. We can still have our power on the foot. We can put our pedal to the metal and have the acceleration that we like. but we can be burning something that we took out of the sky.
Because the oxygen, right?
The carbon dioxide, right?
Breathe carbon dioxide out. Right. So, yeah, just...
They breathe the CO2 in and the oxygen out, and so the process, we merely reverse it. When we burn something, we put the CO2 out. But if we're only putting out CO2 that we have, in fact, taken out of the air, the sum is zero. And so this is the real magic of biofuels, is that we don't have to have a bigger impact. We don't have to have any sort of impact, because it's really another way of taking the energy from the sun.
Yeah, and that's why I was. Yeah, that's the point of it. And the beginning verse of that song is talking about the sun is a source of all energy.
Exactly.
And it, just to segue to the name of your show, if I may.
Please do.
To me, love is the real love, or whatever. Mm-hmm. How I see it is unconditional, and therefore meaning something you give without expecting anything in return.
That's right.
And so I call it self-sacrifice. I mean, that's how I think of it. And the most symbolic thing of that is the sun in the sky.
Yeah.
So and from that sun creates all life. So I don't know if the sun's living itself. I would certainly think it is, but I would think that love made life. And then, so to love life is just to go further in that direction of life making more life, and love making more love, and love making more life, and life making more love.
Okay, here we got to go then.
All right. So I got the mic in front of me, and I front and see, I'll speak on anything, because there's plenty of abundancy, vocabulary. It could get scary when I wreck these rhymes, or when I speak them like hairy. No, I'm kind of hairless, like an ape that was shaved, swimming in the Great Lakes, I'd say, because I'm also unseen, like the Loch Ness Monster. They didn't know a human being was emceeing with intelligence this way. I break the mic, because when I simply just play too hard, too rough with it, and you might get timid, but I'm also, yo, a little whiz kid with wisdom up in it. I speak on another level, spiritual settle. Any beef with a symbolic devil, because it's really in your mind, in your time, and we can be positive, optimistic. We can live another way with hope and live this. It's bliss, and yes, we will just succeed in excess, because there's enough, there's abundance around the planet. But as long as it's funneled into someone's hands that's just a single person, well, of course I am spitting this with no rehearsing. People ain't realizing I'm like an urchin. It's all natural, organic underneath. Yo, it's an animal. It's me. I'm living human being. I'm trying to say we gotta realize these things, you know, like 1%, 99%. But I mean, to me, it's love versus death. I mean, it,
right.
Well, not that death.
That's why we have life.
Yeah, you got to make more life before you die. Everything does die, right. But you know, some things kill things quicker.
You can talk literally. You can talk metaphysically. Literally, love makes life. It's two people love each other. That's where every life comes from, right?
So
but
beautiful.
Metaphysically, it's the truth, too. Things exist because things love each other. Everything would cancel out and settle back into the zero from whence it came, except the fact that there is love.
Yes.
And love needs that split. Love needs that little bit of separation that says, you know what, we are all one, but that one can be many, because the many can love. The many can love itself and be a diverse love.
And that's what, we get to do that as humans. That's our experience. We get to be these different diversities of love.
That's right.
Love in our own way. That's such a gift. And don't
creation
give it away.
Loves diversity.
But, I mean, yes, give it away. But I mean, don't give it up.
Don't lose it when you give it. Keep it and share it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And that's why they say love is one of the few things that the more you give it away, the more it grows.
Because ironically, while love and life are very entwined like that, people can be living life very depressed without experiencing that love. So it's on lots of different fractal levels. And I guess I just to say that some people may, because of, you know, exploitation or things, and be in misery, different parts of the world. And you know,
right.
So I just mean to say that there's a distinction, you know. We have to look out for ourselves and our planet, and understanding that we belong to the planet, and that one person doesn't have the right to just take all of it and destroy the rest of it for all of us, you know. And that's,
you know what, and I think you're on to something there, and I think it connects to one of your songs, because I think people think that, you know, in order to have what I want, someone else has got to lose something, someone else has got to be affected. But when you look at what we really want, it's about basic things. And so one of the basic things, you know, we don't want to exploit the planet. We want transportation.
Yes, right? And transformation.
Exactly. Right? So what we need is the transformation. Yeah. It's not about, it's about getting places. It's not about, we don't care if we, you know, we have to get places. And so if we have to burn fossil fuels, we do. But it's not about pumping out of the earth or burning things. It's about getting from one place to another. So I'd like to play this song. It's Transportation Transformation.
Yeah.
It's another one of your tunes.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. And I think this is really, you know, what we're looking for.
And if you want to get any of these songs, email me, S-O-U-P, soup127@gmail.com. I'll send you the whole free Fuel for Thought EP with the bonus track free.
All right.
Because it's fuel.
What an offer.
For free.
What an offer. Just like the sun.
Yeah.
Shining on all.
I mean, you can make a donation or I can charge you money if that'll make you
Yeah, you won't turn happier. That down. You're not
that'll
proud,
make you happy.
Man.
But go ahead. soup127@gmail.com.
That's right. Okay. And we're going to listen now to Transportation Transformation because that is what we need.
A.K.A. the bicycle song.
The bike song.
The bike song.
All right. Yeah. Want to ride my bicycle? Yeah, want to ride my bike. Want to ride my bicycle? Yeah, I want to ride my bike. I ride a busted ass bicycle. Better than a tricycle that's so slow I'll run on the road and catch and beat you down if you try to steal. But I'm just blind, it fool, why would even try to steal my busted ass bicycle if for that thing I have to be liable? Well, I guess it's kinda cool. Matter of fact, that's how I find it too. Find it and need repair if I'm on my way to school. And I like to play with tools, so I propped against the fence. And once I saw, I stayed there for a day or two. I say why spend my time and money looking for a better method. It was a transportation transformation, a bicycle from a biped. So I led it home, which wasn't too far. Found the missing pedal laying around underneath the car. And the bike was yellow like a star, spray painted. And somehow someone managed to jam in the handlebars. I managed to straighten them in the seat. Busted out my ratchet set, reattached the pedal. Which didn't match, but made it complete. And then I said, I want to ride my bicycle. Yeah, I want to ride my bike. Want to ride my bicycle. Yeah, I want to ride my bike. So I rode my trusty crap bicycle, cause I'm the best biofuel. Although the rain came and rusted my chain, I know where to buy some lube. Although I burst to the tube, I know how to change those two. And although my bike may be slow, it's been known to tow too. So dude, hop on the pegs, it's better than legs. I brought a pair for the hitchhikers. Hey, you go with my Do you have, I'm wondering, do other rappers giving you a hard time, you know, hey, dude, you be talking about a bicycle, come on now.
Well, you know, that comes down to, I think, a more human level of integrity, being a leader and not a follower, in a sense. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
Just people, a lot of rappers just do what they think other people, they want to rap because they want to be like someone on TV. They don't really have the passion to be like more a poet. You know, in that sense, to be artistic, creative. A lot of people do. Don't get me wrong, I'm not hating. I think most people recognize, you know, real recognizes real. It takes one to know one, kind of. And so,
that's right.
And most people give me respect. I can't honestly say that anyone, after I've rapped, freestyled, or done anything, has actually said, no, you can't rap because you're white. or anything. I mean, no. I've had someone at a battle try to play that out, but at the battle, I myself was like, I don't know you, man. I can't diss you. I mean, I honestly don't think that way about individuals walking down the street. I don't judge people. So.
Now, a battle is kind of like a DJ versus DJ battle of the bands, but with...
Like MC. It could be they have DJ battles, but then they have MC battles where they'll be like a lot of people know Eminem, you know, when you say white rappers.
All right, come on now, battles. DJ, here we go. We're battling MC right now.
Yeah, and it's like I could be like, yo, you're white. That means you can't touch the mic. You know, I could do these punchlines. I could be like, talk about how fat your mom is, or, you know, I mean, I made up those things when I was a little kid, and I think rap just needs to mature. That's all it is. And people need to accept it. It would help it for it to mature. If it matured, then I think it would help people accept it. I think, I mean, just a broader audience.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody can make fun of the stereotypes of some particular art. But in this case, I think that, you know, if you look back to the roots of rap, Run DMC, and all of the places where it's gone, you see that there is a definite commitment to verse, a definite commitment to poetry, also a definite definite commitment to political awareness.
Definitely.
And so to me, what I would know is that, yeah, maybe somebody on the surface would make fun of this, but I think that a lot of the brothers rapping out there would actually really get down on your message.
And that's how I feel, honestly, too. Yeah. I think that's more about how it's received.
Because I can see him saying, you know, this is, you know, there's aspects of environmental racism. We see it in the Bay Area. We see it in the East Bay,
really?
Where the communities that are directly affected by the petrol, you know, by mm-hmm. the, like, you know, Pittsburgh and all the places in the East Bay up north that get the big impact of having these, you know, big, huge petrol plants.
Right there.
And
huh?
those are black communities.
I often think about that, about how, mm-hmm. you know, whether you want to argue about global warming, whether carbon outputs, it's increasing it. I mean, there's smog. There's like 16 out of 20 kids in L.A. get, you know, that grew up there get asthma.
Right.
They have acid rain. That goes to other countries. The runoff from all our pollution goes to other places in the world. Believe it or not, it will come around. But even if it didn't, that really shouldn't matter. It's just because your problem goes somewhere else. You know, because literally someone else wants to make money off you, and you want to change, but it's easier to just go with the flow. And it's unfortunate. It's like we really I think in terms of environmentalism and just population growth, we need to be thinking globally.
Yes.
And just with our products and our output and everything, and it affects other communities. So environmental racism, I hear it. I mean, if you're thinking, oh, there's acid rain down in South America because of this. Who cares about them? They're from a different,
right.
you know, something. I don't know. I think racism is, you know, it's a touch topic, you know.
Yeah.
And people don't really talk about it enough.
Well, and, you know, something I think that's good that it gets into the environmental discussion is because it recognizes that, you know, one, the first thing that some people may be more heavily impacted by others, by certain aspects of our economy and industry, but also that ultimately we're all connected.
Yes.
It may hit somebody harder now, but we're all downwind.
Yeah, so what's best for all of us, what's best for the planet, is what's best for all of us as an individual. If we can take that mind frame, that is, I gotta say, the biggest message I could put out there. If you could think, well, oh, for me to do this one thing for me isn't really best for me because it's not best for the planet. It's like, so what's really best for me is things that are best for the planet, and they're better for everyone else too. And there doesn't have to be any contradiction there. It's really in how you see things.
Mm. Well, it's really great, I have to say, to see this consciousness, this awareness of ecology and our interconnectedness enter into all forms of expression.
Thanks.
And so that was what it really excited me about what you do. And, of course, the live stuff, too, when I hear what you do, I see that you can be a true channel for truth.
Yeah, thank
and that's,
you.
That's, you know, why we're here.
And that's something that hasn't really been brought to rap. That's what I strive to do with my old radio show, was mm-hmm. to bring that to the surface. That's mm-hmm. like people can easily overlook the freestyle aspect of rap and not realize that it can do what I did earlier freestyling here.
That's right.
You know, and the potential of that, you never know what happens. Like, what's the potential of the moment?
That's right.
You know, it's best to be in it to be happiest, and we know that. So.
That's it. And the potential for the moment is unlimited.
Unlimited.
That's right.
Nice.
And thank so we really want to thank you for coming on down here, DJ.
Oh,
Sue.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and MCU. I, you know, as soon as I, once again, a bunch of really interesting people over there at the Spring into Summerfest on Felt Street, our neighborhood. Hmm. DJ Soup was one of the main stars, and we got some other people. Next hour, we got George Orwell Experience. We're going to be having fun with them. We are. Nice. It's the Way of Love Live.
And if you want, once more, so I got to plug myself. SOUP, soup127@gmail.com. If you want any information from me, you got ideas, you want to just contact me and say you like the show.
Or if you want to do an MC battle.
MC, you want to battle me? I'll battle you about sustainability.
That's right.
Yes. And I'll give you these tracks for free. soup127@gmail.com. Thank you.
That's
Way
awesome.
Of Love Life.
We are the Way of Love Live. We'll be back next hour. This is KSCO Santa Cruz.
Tesla, Leaf, the hybrid, the Bolt.
We'll be back after these messages.
Energetic power transportation can still be cold dependent. So my soul is so organic. I want a solar powered van again.
Yeah,
to cruise a solar powered planet. Solar energy is the source of energy. All kinds, even oil grew from plants like algae. And that's what all animals eat, or at least they eat other animals that eat. So all spawn from the sun is the one energy there in the sky. Every day, consistent, out of reach. Far away, so close, yet distant is what's up. But it keeps us holding it down. So why you want to dig up us down to the ground, burn it up and block out my sun with a cloud? I'm talking about smog, not fog, yeah.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. It was an ambitious goal. The Obama administration invested nearly $2.5 billion in electric vehicles with the hope of getting a million of them on the road by the end of 2015. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson says it's not working out as planned.
To get to 1 million, the White House pinned its hopes on 11 models of electric vehicles, including the Karma. Our CBS News investigation found that 6 of the 11 either haven't made their first delivery or are already out of business. Others aren't even close to the government's 2015 projections. For example, 36,000 Fisker Karmas and 505,000 Chevy Volts. Current projections slash the Karma's 2015 number in half and put the Volt at one-eighth of the goal.
President Obama says he wants to invest nearly $5 billion more tax dollars in electric vehicle incentives. One chant in Cairo's Tahrir Square, the people want the execution of the murderer. Sky News correspondent Emma Hurd says they're upset that a court has sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak to life in prison for his role in the killing of protesters who helped topple his government last year.
There was initially celebration. Firecrackers were sent off. Some of the relatives broke down in tears of joy and relief. But then it emerged that some of the security chiefs who had been accused alongside Mubarak had been acquitted. And that caused a huge amount of upset here, along with the acquittal of Mubarak's two sons who were facing corruption charges.
Mubarak himself is reported in a prison hospital after suffering what's described as a health crisis. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is set to visit the former U.S. Air and Naval Base at Cam Ranh Bay, Vietnam. He'll be the most senior American official to go there since the war ended. Panetta says he hopes to encourage efforts with Vietnam to locate and identify more of the U.S. war dead who are still missing. WBZ reporter Kim Tunnicliffe says it's a practice that reminds some protesters of medieval punishments.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, J.I.C. has got to go.
Protesters here at the State House say the use of electric shock therapy on autistic children amounts to torture. The Judge Rottenberg Center in Canton still uses the controversial treatment despite multiple lawsuits and the forced resignation of its founder. Cheryl McCollins told the crowd her son was shocked 30 times by JRC staff because of something minor.
Refusing to take off your coat, you get shocked to the extent that you're held down and shocked over 7 hours.
McCollins' son was in a coma for 3 days. Kim Tunnicliffe, CBS News, Boston.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker started his final campaign push as the clock ticks toward Tuesday's recall election. He's only the third U.S. governor to face a recall, with the drive to remove him spurred by anger over his plan to effectively end most public workers' collective bargaining rights. This is CBS News.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sailors retire. Now so has one of their ships. KNX reporter Ed Mertz says the USS Iowa is now permanently in Los Angeles.
For one last time, the giant battleship could be seen on the open ocean as tugboats brought the ship, known as the Big Stick, into its new and final home port. Crowds gathered to watch, all wanting to be a part of it.
A little piece of history. The last voyage, so to speak.
Ooh, I'm going to get choked up.
I want to go aboard it.
Just always been fascinated with the battle wagons.
I think it's great.
It'll be a working retirement for the USS Iowa when she opens as a museum museum next month. Ed Mertz, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Hey, a few more pounds and I could win this one. A Tourism Council competition is seeking people who look like Ernest Hemingway. The person who does look most like the famous writer will win a trip to his beloved Key West to compete in a preliminary round of the annual Sloppy Joe's Papa Hemingway Look-Alike Contest. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Good afternoon, Central Coast. You're listening to KSCO AM 1080. I'm Sam Quinn, and here is your traffic and weather for the 6 o'clock hour. We'll start off in the San Jose area. We have report of a fire, Old Santa Cruz Highway at Holy City Road. Fire has not responded as yet to that scene. A live look in at the Fishhook right now. It is flowing smoothly. Highway 1 is looking good in both north and southbound directions. There are no traffic accidents to report at the moment in Santa Cruz or Monterey counties. That's a good thing. Here is your weather for this evening. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Your forecast for tomorrow is going to be mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the mid-east winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Your boaters forecast for the Monterey Bay for this evening, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 3 to 6 feet with a northwesterly swell of 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds, and some patchy fog after midnight. Currently, it is 72 degrees outside the KSCO studios. And now stay tuned for the second hour of, The Way of Love Live.
Of Love Live, and we are listening to a lot of different music today because we are specializing in the music of the Spring into Summer Fest. It is happening right now, June 2nd. Come on down to the Center for Spiritual Living on Felt Street in Santa Cruz, corner of 17th and Felt. We're listening to Steve Graves, Love is Real. Very special music.
And we're playing a lot of Steve Graves right now because there's a big event, Spring into Summer Festival, happening right now in Live Oak. And he will be playing later on this evening. It's an all-day event, and we brought over some wonderful, amazing musicians from the festival who are in the studio with us right now.
That's right. We are very, very proud and happy to have a incredibly colorful and creative bunch of musicians here today. They are George Orwell Experience. So they're going to treat us to some very spectacular live and special material. Okay, hit it, guys. Incredible, you guys. That is...
Where did you find these, MC? These guys are amazing.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Right over there at the Summer Fest.
It is spectacular. The Spring into Summer Fest. This is only a taste of what you're going to be experiencing live tonight down at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Cruz, California, Live Oak. That's right. So... George Orwell Experience. We have today some of the particulars, some of the main people.
Can you
Kenya
tell our listeners?
Dance and Hank Tirado.
Let's hear a little bit about George Orwell and how his name inspired the name of your group.
That's right. How about you, Hank? Why don't you start out for us?
Basically, I've been in a lot of punk bands, and I wanted to do something subversive, but in a more... mainstream way or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And George Orwell, you gotta love the guy who wrote 1984.
Yeah, so you say we're gonna party like it's 1984.
Yeah, it's kind of a slogan.
Yeah, that's great. And in this age when we need to bust out of our prefabricated, isolated existences in our technological multiverse, let's do it like we party in 1984. Thanks, guys. It's a great... You guys bring a great energy. So, yeah, and feel free to share mics. We got a lot of people, a lot of great, colorful, artistic types here in the studio today. So, Kenya, you guys having some incredible voices there.
Thank you.
This material now, is this all pre-written of your own, or is it any...
This is Hank.
Hank.
Yeah. He writes all the poetry, I like to say, and then we all put it to music as well as he does, because he plays a guitar and writes the songs and comes in with them. We all participate
Senior
in them.
Senior songwriter, Hank.
Yeah, we support the songwriter.
He doesn't like that title, but he is. He's an inspired writer. His lyrics are amazing.
Well, obviously, Hank, you've brought something that lends itself to an organic creation, because this whole group comes out and you have this voice together, which is like a living entity, the sound. And obviously it took the seed of your inspiration, Hank. So tell me, where did you said you were in a punk band? You know, we just had a
various punk bands.
But then you start doing something incredibly lyric and very poetic. And not that punk can't be that, but most people don't think of it that way. So did you suddenly decided I'm going to do something different, or did just kind of organically grow into this expression?
This is an organic growth. We were an improv band before this for probably 5 or 6 years.
Ah, that makes sense. See a lot of that.
Acid from heaven.
Okay.
We wanted to work with structure in this project. It's like an art project. So now we're working with structure, which is neither here nor there, but it just is what it is.
Well, certainly your structure, the vision and the imagistic beginnings that you have provided are obvious in the lyrics. So, you know, whatever structure comes out of creativity, it's great to see how certain people can kind of light the fire and other people, you know, add the fuel. So who took it up? Who'd you start with first? Was it everybody? Okay.
Shoshone. Many bands.
Shoshone.
Yeah, we started playing music in 1984.
That is incredible. I'll tell you, your command of the harmonies was evident. A lot of people couldn't see. I could see both of you singing together. You held fast.
Oh, thank you.
And that's rare. Some people know how to hit it, know how to hear it, but they don't necessarily hold it. But you guys did. So how did you guys first meet then, Shoshone and Hank? Where did that happen?
Oh, someone brought Hank over. I think it was Bruce Gay. Brought you over to my house.
Okay.
And wanted to rent a room from me, you and Lenny. You were living in your van. But even, I think, before that, I managed a club that was going downhill for a while. I wanted to keep it open and have a showcase live bands here in town. It was called Cha-Cha's. It's now Moe's Alley.
Yeah, Moe's.
Yeah, and I think Hank brought me a tape.
We
and
did
then
play
he kept
there.
Coming to
Back
my house and going,
tapes,
did you listen to my
like
tape?
That.
Do you listen to my tape? I'm like, I don't listen to any of those tapes. I don't have time to listen to the tapes. I'm like, look, you're playing for free. You know, if you charge at the door and you make some money and we split it, whatever, you know, I'm just trying to keep this place open.
That's right.
So, yeah, it was a fun time.
Well, that was it. And so how did you bring the other, like Knuckles and the other members of this band, how did you bring them all together? Started started with you two, and then it...
I'm Knuckler.
Yes.
Knuckler, yeah. I'm Kevlar Knuckler. I started playing bass for George Orwell Experience a couple years ago. I came out... I was living in El Paso, Texas for about 13 years.
Right.
So I had to come back out to California and haven't looked back.
And chill out a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's never leave. If you're here, don't ever leave.
Yes, well, we like to draw
it
people in.
It doesn't get better.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so good.
At least
to be
not on this
here.
Planet.
Right, right.
Or at least in this country.
Yeah,
that's right.
But yeah, I played with Hank years ago. I had a radio. I was on a radio show. I had a radio show down in KUBO, Community Bilingual Radio, and that's how I found these guys. They were down in South County in King City. Mm-hmm. I was in Salinas, and then we actually all eventually moved up to Santa Cruz to mm-hmm. play music, and we're still here now in a different form.
Right. But,
yeah, it's...
You guys have this a great combination of music and comedy kind of inherent. It's like you're all smiling and almost laughing all the time. And is that because of maybe the improv roots that you guys were playing for so long and it just brought it out in you?
Oh, I don't know. What we had a person play with us once, Rich, and he said, oh, I get it. After a couple of times, he goes, you guys are really stand-up comedians.
That's right.
And I'm like, okay.
And you're like, but we're serious artists. And he's like, that's funny.
It's okay to laugh.
It is. It's healing, too. And I'd like to point out once again at the event, the topic, the healing modality is wonderful because it brings out the best. You know, we have artists there. We have musicians, comedians, all sorts. But they're about healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we do what we do. We understand that music does heal. Mm-hmm. And so that's...
Music, yeah.
Even when Hank and I were doing punk bands, mm-hmm. it was always about the energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The energy between the people on the stage, mm-hmm. the energy between the people in the audience.
Right.
And it's always, it's never really mm-hmm. straight, you know. I can't say all of the incarnations because Hank's been in a lot of bands without me also.
Right.
But so far, everything that we've done together, it's always been about it, the energy.
The energy is definitely, definitely spectacular here in the studio today. We're going to be coming back and talking with the members of George Orwell Experience. We're listening to a little more Steve Graves and encouraging everybody to come on down to the Spring into Summer Festival at the Center for Spiritual Living on Felt Street. This is It's the Way of Love live on KSCO Santa Cruz. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do we really know?
All politics, current events, interviews with people that fascinate Rebecca and intrigue you. Now I have left-minded ideas for right-leaning every Sunday evening right from 6 to 8 for Left and Behrman Smoke-Filled World. That sounds just like you. Calls, politics, current events, interviews with people that will fascinate and intrigue you. I'll have left-minded ideas for right-leaning people and right-minded ideas for left-leaning people. Hey, that sounds just like you.
Okay, everyone, we have a major announcement. My mom's book of some of her best commentaries over the past dozen plus years is now available under a new pricing schedule that will be conducive to more sales, which will translate into more revenue for your favorite independent radio station, so we will be able to create even more stellar original programming and stimulation than we already put out. Impossible, you say? Just watch us or listen to us. And don't forget, Kay's book makes an excellent gift for anyone. Stock up on them and never have to stress about the perfect gift for someone ever again. There's a reason that Kay is more popular on KSCO than even Rush. She's brilliant, as well as logical and right on. Solve the gift-giving problems. Help KSCO get even better and make the world smarter all at the same time. Buy Kay's book at KSCO.com or at KSCO Studios on Portola Drive during business hours. $25 for the first one, $15 for each book after that. I'll say it again. $25 for the first book, $15 for each book after that. Come to KSCO Studios Saturdays during the Saturday special 10 a.m. to 12 noon to meet Kay and have her inscribe your books.
It's time to paint the house, and who better to do the job than Walls Painting? Why? Because Walls knows Walls. Locally owned Walls Painting is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and has been painting Central Coast homes and businesses for over three decades, and is the Good Times Best of winner 2 years running.
Hello, I'm Jim Harmon, president of Walls Painting. We are committed to starting and finishing projects on time, to maintaining a clean, safe, and ecologically friendly environment, and we are committed to excellence in our workmanship.
Get the most from your painting dollar. Call on Walls Painting, a proud member of Think Local First, 831-425-3622, 425-3622, or wallspainting.com. Call Walls right now and get a free color consultation from a real designer and $500 off any complete exterior or interior color job, 425-3622.
And remember, Walls knows Walls.
Welcome to It's the Way of Love Live. We're listening to Steve Graves. It's a matter of time, because everything is a matter of time. If you hold still with your principles, hold them tight and close to your heart, the beautiful things of life will find a way to your door. And we have living proof of it today on It's the Way of Love Live. And that proof is that George Orwell Experience came to this show and came to our door here at the studios at KSCO Santa Cruz. And they are so generous that they're going to play some more music for us. And I just, doesn't get any better than that, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whoa! Incredible, you guys.
Thank you.
So now I understand. I see you guys are really just born music. You're not even musicians. You are music.
Well,
that's quite an experience you bring in here. The George Orwell experience, I would say, only begins to tell the theatricality, the color, the vibrancy of your performance. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be wanting more, but let's get back to this discussion.
I have never heard anything like this. I am blown away. You guys are amazing.
We are. Yes, you guys out there in our listening audience, that was not a CD. It was not a track on iTunes. It was, in fact, live here in the studio today with the George Orwell Experience. Wow. I'm going to keep saying
what
it.
What an experience.
Out there.
Such unique sounds.
Yes, I think there's so many places to go with this. I mean, not only you guys doing, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't really see the punk rock influence, but I appreciate your reach and your scope as a musician, because for you to say that and to come out with this lyrical and fun stuff that you're talking about, Hank, shows me that it's about expression. It's not about any particular form.
We like to have fun anyways, and today we're playing acoustic, but we are an electric band. But,
uh-huh.
But we, you know, you play whichever way you got to play, if it's electric or acoustic.
Well, no, you can. I was wondering that. I'm thinking, you know, okay, these guys, they must be doing acoustic all the time because they're just sounding, they're hearing, the musicians are listening to the guitar, the singers are hearing what the guy on the drums are doing. They must do this all the time. But you're saying you're actually an electric band.
Yeah, we're going to be playing the Blue Lagoon as our, you know.
Oh, no, wow.
That's
it all depends on.
Where are you going from here, guys? The sky's the limit.
But we're also playing, there's a lot of things going on. There's a beat temple, beat museum. And I don't know the dates exactly, but September 29th, something like this. And it's a beat museum, and they're putting together, they do a regular sort of beat, you know, beats, you know, poetry. Poetry, King Kong, these good guys. And they've invited us to come and play a little music with them and back their poetry a little bit. That's coming up in September. Sometimes we don't always play together. Sometimes some of us like to play in bars and some of us don't. Some of us like different atmospheres. And
We'll actually be playing in a church maybe next week.
The church asked us.
They invited us to play, so we'll probably be playing for their worship service.
Rock the pews.
Oh, yeah.
It sped up a lot because we have a destination coming up here December 21st, 2012, when we're going to be going to Chichen Itza.
Ooh.
We're going to go ahead and go play out, not at the temple itself, but right outside the temple. And we're honored and we get to play that festival. And so it's we're building up to the beginning of the world.
Yeah. Synthesis 2012.
We're going to celebrate. Synthesis 2012.
Where online, if I wanted to see and track all this, all your disparate various projects going on, where do I go to see it?
Google Synthesis 2012. There's a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Just pretty much Google Synthesis 2012.
Is for the festival.
And you'll find it for the festival.
And
here,
then,
take a look.
And for us, just go to our Facebook page, George Orwell.
Okay, Facebook page, George Orwell Experience.
Yeah.
Facebook/, that's great. Yeah, so go to Facebook and like these guys.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, you know, we have quite a movement building up on Facebook, too, so we'll link with your page.
I'm connecting with them right now. Nice. We have listeners from all over the world, most from India.
That's
ages
right.
15 to 23.
Hi, everybody.
We've had some fantastic things going on. And you guys,
family.
Yeah, that's it. And you guys are right in the middle of it, both in your spirit and the energy and your cause that you're bringing up in your art and your music. You're already a part of it. So go to Facebook.
Yeah.
Go to It's a Way of Love. Go to George Orwell Experience. Like them all because you like them. You like them. We like them. That's right. We're going to keep it happening. So, you know, and I sense, too, that we're going to be doing more with you guys. I think, you know, if the next thing you got is going in September, we got to get some things going on around town here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of other events. I'd love to, you know, keep you guys in the loop because I already know now wherever you guys go, there's going to be some magic going along with it.
Speaking of which, we just hooked up with the Magic Love Bus people, the Love Evolution people. We played up You can see on the Facebook page, we played up in La Honda for their gathering. And there's some great pics with the bus and the whole bit.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we actually covered them also, the tour. Yeah, they came here through Santa Cruz. We're very, very much part of this radio station, the Love Bus Tour, and promoting all that.
We're hoping to play on top of the bus. We tried, but it was a little vertigo when we got up there. We're like, oh, we'll do it. And then we got up there and went, no!
That's your civil rights movement. You know, not the back of the bus. We want to be on top of the bus.
Right there. Get on the bus.
Well, you know, that's the way in India, the magic bus, they decorate their buses, you know, all sorts of things, and people ride on top as well as within. And that was the whole... idea of the magic bus was originally these Pakistani Indian hugely decorated and painted and fantastically motifed buses.
That makes sense.
That were then taken over for a lot of the hippie runs to Kathmandu back in the day, and then of course just became, you know, Americanized like everything else.
Right.
Spread it around. Yeah. And you guys are spreading it around. Now you guys are, to me, what Santa Cruz, what this area, what our spirit, the new spirit, is all about. I want to ask you guys this, because this is something that you may know. We are It's the Way of Love Live. We ask everybody that comes in, what is the way of love to them in their life? How do they see the way of love manifesting itself? And we let you answer that however you will. So, Hank, since you have written so much...
I hear it in your music. I hear it in your songs.
We hear it in you, so we're going to ask you first.
I'm kind of a quiet person, but I would say it's who we are. If we were love, then we're everything. And that's all. I don't know. I don't have much to say.
That is enough right there. Beautiful. That's a winning answer. You've won. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Sí, correcto.
Behind door number two.
Yes. So for the next one. So
Ladies, what do you have to say?
Let's go with you, Shoshone. What do you think is the way of love?
What is the way of love? The way of love, like Hank said, is everything. We are love. And everything comes from love. And everything exists through love. And the way of that love is by accepting everyone as being a part of that way. Mm. And seeing the love in others when you interact with them. Whether it's apparent or not. But to search for that.
Mm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, Knuckles. Coming to you next.
Well, wow. The way of love, that's where I'm pointed. It's where I find myself. I try to surround myself with positive images and positive, you know, music and so forth and people, and to try not to let the world get me down,
right?
Because it's so easy to do. But yeah, just vibing on love, just, you know, finding that and just resonating with it. That's what I'm trying to be, is love. You know, that's
all right.
That's the best we can be, I think.
We feel it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
I love that, vibrating with it.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenya. Now it's your turn. One more before we go to a break. Okay. One more. What's the way of love to you?
The way of love to me. The way of love to me, the first thing that comes to mind is self-acceptance and accepting things deep within our being that aren't necessarily how we have interpreted love in the past. And so that really comes down to inner work and finding, really opening space for love to be born, because we know it's here, and when we feel it, it's, we all know what that is. And so just accepting that that's there, and then moving through anything that we have inside of us that doesn't feel loving, and bringing that into acceptance, and just all those, this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I accept that answer.
Mm-hmm. That's
good. It's
that's
a good one.
Acceptance.
All right. We love it all. We are about love and unconditionally accepting all the good that can come into
this
station.
And the good vibration.
That's it. You guys have brought it. So we're going to be back with more of George Orwell Experience, music, amusing stories, comedy, and more on KSCO, It's Way of Love Live, right after these messages.
Every day you hear, "Hi, how you doing? You're looking good." You see, to some extent, we are all concerned about our own and the health of others close to us. And when all is not well, let the staff at Horse Lantern Pharmacy come to the rescue.
Hello, I'm Mark Wilson, pharmacist at Horse Lantern Pharmacy. We are part of a network of local, independently owned Health Mart pharmacies. As many can attest, you can depend on Horse Lantern for its pharmacy expertise and personal service. Also, for those without prescription coverage, you'll be pleasantly surprised at our low prices.
Hi, Rosie Chalmers here. I have been a customer of Horsnider's Pharmacy for almost 20 years. Fabulous service, always a smile. They know who you are. It's the best in personal service. I highly recommend Horsnider's Pharmacy.
Swing by, take a look. Better yet, bring or transfer your prescriptions to Horsnider Pharmacy, the locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy that cares for you and about you. 1226A Soquel Avenue, Santa Cruz. Call 423-2315. Or horsenider.com.
There have been some epic competitions through the centuries. David versus Goliath, Beta versus VHS. But the big one this year is the John Deere Gator versus your expectations. That's because the Gator XUV825i engine includes three cylinders of dual overhead cams and 50 horsepower. Gator versus your expectations? We win this one going away. Stop into RDO Equipment Company, your local John Deere dealer today, or visit them on the web at RDOEquipment.com.